I'm happy now to welcome to the program Gene Medeiros. He is adjunct faculty and post-production supervisor at the Santa Fe Community College Film Program, and Stu Goswick. He is host of CinemaScope on KSFR, and he is a film mentor at the SFCC Film Program, and the Santa Fe Community College Film Program Winter Student Showcase is this coming Monday, December 12th, at 6 o'clock at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Pleasure being here.
Hello, Mary Charlotte.
It's great to have you back. Now, the student film program is something that, and we talked about this the last time you were on, Gene, it's something that we don't know whether to greet with enthusiasm or trepidation.
Yes, I totally understand that point of view. We do have some quality controls. The show is juried, which means that every class, the students themselves vote for the best three projects produced by each of those production classes. So there's 10 production classes. Each one will put about 3 to 4, depending on length, pieces into the showcase. So we'll have about 30 pieces that the students themselves juried as being exceptional. Most of them are limited in length to between 3 and 5 minutes, so in terms of attention span, if the clunker does get through, it won't be on the screen that long. But
right. From
what I've seen, I've already been collecting the movie files to put the show together. This one's going to be better than any of the ones we've had previously. It's just looking amazing.
So when you were teaching film and both of you are there with the students, what kind of ideas are you seeing and then putting those ideas on film, turning them into reality? That's a tricky process.
Yes, even though we have different specialties, we do have to. Film is always collaborative. Even if you're in an editing class, you're going to have to get someone with a camera or learn to do camera work. And we have several different disciplines. I focus a lot on narrative. I like a story in my film. We have a documentary segment where they portray, give us information on something. A lot of students do art film. They do either totally innovative or experimental images. So there's a fairly large range. We do provide faculty in just about every area, though, that if a student wants to go in a certain direction, they have people they can bounce ideas off of.
I think that's one of the charms of this screening, is that the total range of both content and the, if I may say, the age range of the students in the program. They even excel to ages such as mine, so from just out of high school right on up. So a lot of
such as yours, we won't say exactly what that is, but basically sort of
aged,
18 to
infirm.
Retirement.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the wonderful thing about community college is you get the whole gamut.
Now, do we have anything other than zombie movies this year?
Actually, we don't have a single zombie movie
really? This
year. It's amazing.
They sort of played that theme out last time?
Well, actually, even last semester, even though that was my dread, even last semester I wasn't handed any zombie films. So it's really nice. This year we have everything. We have some amazing film from the... Of course, we have the master's program, so we have high school students as well. So we have some amazing films written by high school students. And then we have retirees, like one that's a graphic designer who has retired from doing that, has now gone into film. His is beautiful because of the experience and the talent that he had when he was earning his living as a graphic designer. He's a still photographer, and now he's transferred into moving pictures.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I would say that what I've seen so far is a bigger focus on narrative. The students are picking up the art of telling a complete story arc in the time allowed, in their 3 to 5 minutes. And then because we have such a strong cinematography program, that's Monique O'Neart, who was here with me last time. She teaches the cinematography portion.
Right.
And Doug Crawford, who's also a cinematography mentor, and he's Emmy Award-winning cinematographer.
Yeah.
These things look amazing.
That's incredible. So what are some of the themes that they're working with?
Well, we have, there's a young man who goes from being a graffiti artist to being an architect. There is a wonderfully well-done romantic piece about two people who meet in a discotheque, and there's a great twist, which I won't give away, as to why it's all subtitled, and you don't actually hear any dialogue, and there's a reason for that. It's a great twist at the end of the film. There's an introspective piece by a gentleman, an older gentleman, who lived through Vietnam, and that's where he lost his innocence, and he has the most the most moving narration of looking back at himself as a young man in Vietnam from his position of maturity today. So it's quite a gamut.
And Gene, tell them about the two major productions that the Advanced Film Crew produced this year.
Thank you. Yes, our Film Crew 3 program always produces two select student scripts, and they're done with the full support of the school. So it's total crew. Stu, as a union mentor, helps make sure that the set is run as professionally as possible. It's a great learning experience. And this year we have two films, one of which takes place at a wake for a kind of eccentric character who has passed away, and it's a young man's coming-of-age story. And the second film is a little romantic comedy set in a diner, and it's the two, the human protagonists are interspersed between two flies that are like living on coffee cups and zooming around. Their life is cut back and forth between the mirroring of their life with the lives of the humans involved. So they're both charming, they're both quite funny, and they're both very well done.
Do you use real talking flies?
No, we could not find... We even have a short sci-fi segment, but the flies did not mutate as we were hoping they would. So yeah. No one was able to speak, so we do use voiceover.
Ah.
But we do have live flies and puppet flies, and it's amazing, the combination of the two.
I would think that students, especially the young people who really came up watching movies with the most extraordinary special effects, which is what comes out of Hollywood, confronted with the limitations of a college classroom. I mean, how do they deal with, do you see people wanting to try special effects, but they can't, that they're limited?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's always, students will have a vision in their mind of effects that they may be beyond what we can do here, because we don't have the proprietary software of Hollywood. But some of us have theater backgrounds, and we do have things. We have very creative people, and we come up with workarounds for when they want a visual effect. And puppetry and 3D and stop motion animation and traditional 2D animation, these are all valid. And one thing that I really love is when we show a film and it's got theatricality in it. There's a charm that even lights up the faces of the adolescents that are used to, you know, Transformers and way over the top visual effects. And of course, we also have a real good focus on the story, which then transcends however we got the effect.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one remembers when one starts watching a lot of foreign films that the story is what it's all about and not necessarily the special effects. We just talked a few minutes ago to Chris Metzler about his film Everyday Sunshine, about this group Fishbone. And one of the things I forgot to ask him about was they used, for the parts of the film where they didn't have footage, they used animation. And just the animation, it's such a beautiful way of dealing with the reality of what you've got, which is you don't have footage of a certain time. Okay, what are we going to do?
It has a certain element of magic to any film. I remember the film Frida, Salma Hayek's film on Frida Kahlo.
Which was the worst film ever made in the history of the universe, I'm sorry.
Well, they couldn't afford to go to New York City, so that particular segment of the film, if you remember, was all cutouts and animation because they actually didn't have the budget.
It was still the worst film ever made.
Why? What didn't you like about it?
We'll talk about that off
the air. Personally, anything Salma Hayek is in, I'm there.
Well, yeah, fine, but you can just look at the pictures.
Yeah, right, I know. I'm staying out of this one because I'm also very opinionated, but I don't have an opinion on this film.
But we digress.
We digress. We're talking about the Santa Fe Community College Film Program Winter Student Showcase, which is on Monday at 6 o'clock at the Museum of the New Mexico Museum of Art at the St. Francis Auditorium.
The thing we're excited about is that we have much increased capacity for the audience. We have been very blessed at having this screening at the screen on the campus of Santa Fe University of Art and Design in previous semesters, but our attendance outstripped the capacity of the theater. So now we have more than doubled, I think, our capacity at the St. Francis Auditorium.
Yes.
So we really want to encourage the public to attend.
Yes, it is free, and it's open to everyone. You don't have to have a friend or a child enrolled at the college. It's open
right.
to everyone. Please to come in and see the films that are being put
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people, especially, I mean, I don't know how New Mexico views itself right now as I mean, we used to talk about New Mexico's burgeoning film industry, and now we're not sure what to call it.
Well, you know, on my show, I take every opportunity to reinforce the fact that we're talking media, not just motion pictures, not just film. As a matter of fact, the term film is becoming less and less adequate because it's a digital age. But we are training students to compete in a media-influenced society. And where can you go? What kind of business can you go to that's not influenced by moving pictures and cameras and the internet and the web? So I think that's the more important issue of what we're training these students to manipulate that information.
And you're really training students to be professionals in the field.
Absolutely.
Yes, but in all kinds of different disciplines. I mean, mm-hmm. It's very compartmentalized out there. You can specialize in just one thing, animation or special effects. So we do give them exposure to all of that. But as I mentioned earlier, we had an older student who had retired from still photography and graphic design because it's dead. It was really hard for him to earn a living with that, because a secretary now can do, can do publisher and can send out flyers. And a lot of companies don't spend a lot of money on an art department anymore. But you don't see anything nowadays that doesn't have 3D animation or some kind of movement in it.
Right, exactly. Gene Madera. Let me just fix that. Or let's see. I'll just. Gene Medeiros is on faculty at Santa Fe Community College Film Program. Stu Gostwick is a film mentor there and is the host of CinemaScope, which airs on KSFR on Friday nights at 6:30, and the SFCC Winter Showcase Monday at 6:00, St. Francis Auditorium, New Mexico Museum of Art. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
It was very good for you to have us on.
We're going to take a little break right now. Please stay tuned to KSFR. We'll be right back.